10.1.
There's no doubt that Isaac Asimov was one of the greatest science fiction writers of the 20th century. Imagining the future was his specialism. So he spent much of his time making predictions about what he thought would happen after his death. Our science expert Claudia Miller joins me to assess the accuracy of the predictions he made in 1964 during the New York World's Fair exhibition. Claudia, how many of Asimov's predictions have actually come true?
Well, some of his ideas were surprisingly accurate. For example, he envisaged future phone calls as a sound and sight experience. And today, of course, we have Zoom and FaceTime, and that's all completely normal. It's amazing how he was able to imagine this sort of thing happening so long ago.
Especially when you consider that telecommunications at the time were in such a relatively primitive phase. So what about his other predictions? Were they as good as that one?
It depends what you read into them, really. For example, Asimov said, "Men will continue to withdraw from nature in order to create an environment that will suit them better." It appears that he was imagining an artificial world created underground where we would be able to control the environment inside our windowless dwellings. Obviously, this has not become a reality. But then, if you interpret this prediction in the context of all the screens that cut us off from nature and the environment in our daily lives, then Asimov doesn't seem to fall that wide of the mark.
Yes, I see what you mean. It's a question of interpretation.
Exactly. Asimov was also a big fan of robots, and he made several predictions about them, including this one. "Robots will neither be common nor very good, but they will be in existence." He was probably referring to some kind of multi-purpose android that would help around the house. Right now, nobody actually owns one of these because they're far too expensive and, quite frankly, they're still very clumsy. So Asimov was right. On the other hand, we have artificial intelligence operating in all kinds of contexts, including highly specialized robots currently used in medicine and manufacturing. And, obviously, these are absolutely indispensable in today's world.
What else did he say about robots?
Another of his predictions was this: "Much effort will be put into the designing of vehicles with robot brains." Driverless cars are certainly with us, although they haven't reached widespread use yet. But obviously, current concerns over energy use mean that the car itself will possibly be shelved at some point, and instead, we may be looking at other forms of driverless transport to take us to work.
Okay, talking of work, did Asimov have anything to say about that?
Yes, actually he did. His prediction was this: "In a society of enforced leisure, the most glorious single word in the vocabulary will have become work." Asimov certainly hit the nail on the head in the sense that technology would take over much of the manual labour previously carried out by humans. But forecasting that the likely outcome of having no work would be boredom was completely erroneous, as millions of unemployed people the world over will tell you.
Agreed. So we have time for one more prediction. What's it to be?
This last one starts off well, but then it goes off in completely the wrong direction. Listen to this. "Population pressure will force increasing penetration of desert and polar areas." The prediction shows that Asimov was aware that overcrowding of the planet might soon come to pass, but he failed to pinpoint a realistic solution to the problem. At the time, the best areas for expansion were thought to be the deserts and the poles, but as we've seen, these places remain relatively uninhabited, for reasons which are obvious.
Okay, thanks, Claudia. 6 predictions by the great writer and visionary Isaac Asimov. Now, let's take a look at...